This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here. We'll get to the latest Roger Goodell said about the tush push moving forward. That vote's about to be up again as we enter the month of May here. The prank call situation in the NFL, which went rampant over the weekend. And we got to blame Hugh for something we heard on WIP yesterday. So a lot to do here on the show. 215-592-9494. Right now, though, we continue talking about the Ranger Suarez situation. He is healthy. He's going to start on Sunday, according to the Phillies, which is in a vacuum fine. Ranger's a good pitcher. I like Ranger. I'm happy he's back and healthy. He certainly makes the team better. But I'd put him in the bullpen because right now, and we'll see what he does tonight, but your guy, Hugh's guy, Taijuan Walker, has been fine to start the season. He's pitched five games in four of his five starts, zero, one, or two earned runs. Not bad. They could get away with that kind of fifth starter if you have a better bullpen. Right now, the Phillies bullpen, even after a good night last night, has a 5.03 ERA. I'd put Ranger down there to make it better. And Hugh, citing, you know, his emotions and money and contract, sounds like Scott Boras over here, doesn't want to put him in the bullpen, or at least you wouldn't force him to do it.
Well, I don't think you can. And I think that's the thing that people don't realize, because if you force him in his contract year to go to the bullpen, you're not going to get the best Ranger. You're not. Because he's going to feel some kind of way about being demoted, and he didn't do anything.
Well, then he's definitely not going to get the money he wants.
Well, it's he's not, if he goes to the bullpen, he's not going to get it regardless. Like, he's not going to be.
So, hold on. Isn't there a world where him showing that he can be both a starter and a bullpen piece?
I don't think so.
Net him a good payday.
There has been more of that recently. I mean, Ronaldo Lopez with the Braves, yeah. Seth Lugo with the Rose. There's been a little bit more of, hey, or teams making relievers starters. Like, I don't think it restricts him from becoming a starter again on the free agent market next year.
I think the worst thing he can do is pout and refuse, and sort of do what he's saying.
To your point,
and
Hugh, though, the best chance he has at the most money is a great year starting. Well, that's obvious.
And, yeah. and this is the thing, Kyle, that I've never negotiated a baseball contract, but I'm pretty sure that if he is in the bullpen the whole season, he's gonna be treated like a bullpen arm. And wherever he goes, if he stays here, they're probably gonna try to pay him like a bullpen arm.
Or he'll be treated like a question mark at what his future
is. Yeah.
I think there's risk attached to him going out and becoming a full-time starter again, too, though.
If he hurts his back again?
But there is, but he's willing to take that risk. That was another thing I was about to say. Because the fact that he's coming off an injury and you move to the bullpen, they can hold that against you. They can say, well, we don't know if you can start. You know, even though you've done it in the past, if you're in the bullpen, you say, hey, we don't know if you can start because you didn't do it. You didn't do it this year.
You're right, and it's all factored into what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But also, like, if I'm the Phillies, and I don't know if I would say this because I don't want to upset my player. Like, dude, the reason we're in this spot is you got hurt in spring training in the first place.
Hold on.
It's true. If he was healthy to start the year, he would have been in the rotation, and we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Let me write this down. Neither you or Kyle need to be a general manager of any professional sports team. Because neither one of you guys have any tact when it comes to dealing with your players.
But you have way too much. Major League buddies.
I got the name on the front.
Understanding.
Yeah. Not Boras on the back.
I was the only cat to hit an eight-leg parlay here.
That's not
nobody
what GMs
cares.
Do.
This is. But I hit the eight-leg parlay.
And what happened?
And I have vision.
And what? You know what else you did?
What?
You owe me money. I bet your Stanley Cup pick, and they went out last night.
We didn't have to talk about
that. Yeah, we did.
You got way too cocky, buddy.
You did.
Yeah.
Took a 70-1
Montreal Canadiens,
come
man.
Come on, they got smoked.
No.
That throws the eight-leg parlay out the window.
It does.
They got rocked. No.
Stanley Cup pick out in the first round?
What were you talking about?
Can I tell you what
happened?
You're
not the hockey guy around here, man. Brodes is taking it. It went from Morgani to Douglas to Brodes.
Listen, I thought it was going to be the L.A. Kings. Because this is the first time that Canada has four teams, had four teams, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the last time they played, they beat the Kings to win the Stanley Cup. Montreal did.
Wasn't that like 1992 or
3? That was a long-ass time ago.
Long time ago. Wayne Gretzky was playing.
So I tried to go with
before he was drafted.
I know.
I tried to go with history.
It's a different lifetime for you, Douglas.
Your eight-leg parlay thing is out. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here. And then we will get to – I have a question for everyone about this Eagles draft class. Now that the dust has settled on it, what we now expect. Joe is in Delaware up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good job. What's up?
All right. You, I'm going to stick up for you. I'm going to give a scenario to Joe.
Okay.
So, Joe, how about if the management at your radio station said, listen, we're going to take you and Kyle and move you to overnights for the next year because we're having some problems there. And we need you to start tomorrow night. What do you say?
Well, I wouldn't be thrilled. I mean, I'll be honest. But Joe, what am I supposed to do? Put my foot down and say no? I'm an employee here, and I have to do what I'm asked. Otherwise, I'm not going to have a job.
So you would do the overnights?
Yes. I mean, I would not be thrilled, but I would do it
Nice knowing you, Joe.
Hold on.
Yeah, you doing that show by yourself.
Well, that's fine.
But, I ain't going.
But hold on. I am an employee of WIP. I'm on when they put me on the schedule. And since February of 2023, I've been on the schedule from 10 to 2. Before that, I was on the schedule from 6 to 10. Before that, I was on the schedule overnights and weekends. Like, I'm allowed on the air when they put my name on the schedule, Joe. Just like Ranger Suarez toes the mound when they tell him to.
Yeah, but it's different now.
No, it's different.
You locked into this. We've been locked into this spot for about 3 years, man.
Yeah. And I show up more than Ranger does.
Yeah.
And what do you do about your future contract? So if you go to overnights, are you going to get another job in a different radio station after this job?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but I answered your question, Joe.
There it is. He's a starting pitcher. He's not a relief pitcher.
But he has been both, to be fair, Joe. And you can make the same, if you want to use the analogy for me. I mean, I've hosted at nights. I've hosted weekends. I've hosted solo. Ranger has done this other thing. He was on the mound as a relief pitcher when they got to the World Series 3 years ago.
But still, I mean, he's a starting pitcher. He's one of the better ones we have. I mean, he's supposed to suffer because the bullpen or general manager didn't get us some more relief pitchers?
Yes.
No.
He said flat out.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
But Joe, he's a Philly. He's a Philadelphia Philly
he's not. No,
he is a Philly.
Listen. Is he on his last year of his contract?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay. So what do you think any athlete's going to do? Do you think he's going to do that for the team? It doesn't assure him a World Series ring.
Does not.
Doesn't assure him anything. Nope. But if he stays a starter and he wins, let's say, 10 games, 15 games this season, is he going to get a nice contract?
He sure is. He sure is, yeah.
Okay. So I don't even understand how you could say he should go to the bullpen.
Because about his pockets? Like, I care about the Phillies. I understand your point and Hughes that he would care. Why do I care?
Because you don't want to make a lot of money either.
No,
you're okay.
But
you're okay
I answered your question, Joe. I
want to make a lot of money, Joe.
We all do. I answered you. You asked me a question, and Joe, good phone call. I answered it. Doesn't mean I'd like it, but I would do it because I'm an employee.
See, I think Joe should have told you if they asked you to go to nights and they told you had to take a pay cut. Because that's what basically we're talking about. Like, you have to take a pay cut.
But that's not what they're doing. You interpret it that way.
Okay, well, how about this? We are in a position where, like, say this is the last year of our deal. And they say, okay, Joe, we want you to go to overnights. And by going to overnights, that means that you're probably, if you go there, they're probably going to try to negotiate an overnight deal for you.
I would understand the reality. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So how would that make you feel?
I wouldn't feel great about it, but I would do it. I mean, I What am I? So all right, let's use Kyle's point. What am I going to do? Go home?
No, you're going. You know what I would do.
What?
First of all, if we're a package deal, I would look and see what you're doing. And when you agreed to go to overnight, you know what I would do? I say, y'all kiss my ass. I'm not going overnight.
Okay, so I understand. And I actually...
Hey, Kyle,
see you here.
Just like that. I'm not going to the overnight.
Actually, it might be better for traffic for
late
you.
Late night.
Yeah, well,
I mean, way easier. Yeah.
In memoriam, Joe Giglio on the Midday Show.
No, because you know what's funny? Because when I got here, I thought about doing... Like, you know, there was some talks about maybe doing the mornings. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Dude, now, if you ask me to do mornings now... I'd be like, nah.
It's an early wake up, man.
Oh, dude. Woo. And you know what? I did it for like almost 10 years.
Yeah, but once you get out of that routine.
Well, oh, man. I tell you, I got a life a little bit. Life now.
Yeah, you can stay up till what, 8 o'clock at night?
I can stay up till like 9:30.
Oh, my goodness. Watching those Tubi movies. All right, 215-592-9494. One quick comment, then I want to throw in the Eagles thing. So Joe is correct. Like Joe used the term Ranger Suarez as a starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when this happened. Maybe we're just paying attention to the way the Phillies talk. Maybe we're too, I don't know, like we're GM'd up and we want to be GMs. When did this start that these players are, Trey Turner's a shortstop. Ranger Suarez is a starting pitcher. No, they're Phillies. They're baseball players. Like, when did we get so soft that they can't change? Ranger Suarez is a pitcher, okay? Pitchers pitch. Trey Turner's a baseball player. He plays baseball. This idea that he is this and you can't change that is so ridiculous to me.
But it's how it works, Joe, because there's a lot of money involved with all of this.
I think it's begun to work like that here. Kyle made the point earlier. I don't think the great teams think like that.
Well, the great teams, it's because the culture allows for sacrifice. Well, we always talk about the Dodgers.
Yes, yes.
And Mookie Betts.
They all change positions all the time.
Yeah, because that's the culture.
Well, I want to change the culture.
And
be the change you want to see in the world.
Okay,
here.
You do, but to me, if I'm Ranger, it starts with Trey. It's not going to start with me.
You got Sheet Douglas over here.
What do you mean? Unbelievable. This guy is ridiculous.
If I'm going to change the culture, it starts with Trey. It ain't going to start with me.
I actually understand why the players have formed this culture, this Boris thing. I don't get why fans do this. Like, what are you talking about, Rangers' starting pitcher? He's a pitcher. He pitches when he's allowed to pitch.
Well, because fans know how it actually works in real life.
No, y'all, you I and think Kyle, fans cope.
You and Kyle living in the college dorms of Major League buddies or whatever you want to call it.
Here's what I am.
Excuse me?
I am a WIP employee. I put the mic on when they allow me to. I don't just like show up at different times and say I'm on the air.
You know what? A couple times I've wanted to do that.
What, show up at different times?
Well, and just start ranting because I have stuff on my mind.
You're not on the schedule.
Yeah, but I think that we have the cachet. We have friends in other day parts that if we have something to say,
yeah,
we come to the station
and
say something. Oh, yeah, I'm not just going to bust into
Bargin.
You know, I'm not going to bust into John Johnson's show when he's doing the snack of the night.
Yeah, that might be uncomfortable.
And say, yo, I'm on the mic. I would ask him first.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
All right, 215-592-9494. Career from Howie Roseman. Draft class is set here for the Eagles. The Eagles got to have – when's rookie minicamp? This weekend? They have rookie minicamp up this weekend. All right. So Howie Roseman was on with Rich Eisen talking about this draft class, particularly the top two guys here, Jahad Campbell and – Makuba from Texas. Let's hear about Campbell, what he said there, and asked about the medical concerns around Jahad Campbell.
For us, all along through the process, this was a top 10 player on our board. I think it's no secret by now. Some of the questions are more medical in nature for the reason that he fell to the spot kind of where we were. We rely on our doctors, and we had a lot of conversation on Jahad, and we think that over the near short term and the long term that he's going to be ready to go and play a lot of great football for us.
All right, so there's Howie on Campbell, and still that medical thing hovers over. We're not really quite sure. He had surgery in March. I'm not sure when he's going to be fully ready. Hopefully at the start of training camp. And then he talked about Makuba, the safety out of Texas, and the versatility he saw when he scouted him.
He had played a lot of nickel at Clemson, so he had this coverage ability, which we're always looking for in our back-end players, to be able to come down, cover the slot, to have that versatility, to not only be able to play in the middle of the field, but to come down and cover slot receivers, gives Vic a lot of flexibility. And so he had that cover ability. He just plays like his hair is on fire. You know, everything about him is fast and physical, and he's got ball skills too.
All right, Hugh, let me ask you a question. So he, you know, there's how we talk about their first two picks, right? Mm-hmm. And last year, their first two picks had huge impacts, right? Quinyon Mitchell started all year long on the best defense in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time week five arrived and he got healthy, Cooper DeJean joined him as basically a starter. I mean, nickel plays almost all the time anyway, mm-hmm. on the best defense in football. It was immediate and significant impact from last year's rookie class. Hugh, now that we know who they are, right? We discussed before the draft, is Howie still going to draft well? Do you trust him? All that kind of stuff. Now we know who we got, right? This is the 2025 Eagles draft class. Do you expect immediate impact out of this group?
Yes, I do. Because my whole thing is, when we talked about these guys, smart players, I feel like they've gotten that. You know, when you talk about the D-tackle from Nebraska, what's his name, Ty Robinson, you know, pre-med and all that other good stuff.
I think the vanilla gorilla, they call him.
Yeah, I think they have some smart guys, and I think that he's going to be a guy that's going to make an impact, and I think the corner's going to be. I was listening to Barry Brooks the other day, and he said something that I thought was interesting. I got to thinking about it. He's a slot receiver, a slot corner, I should say.
Makuba.
So, okay, if he's the slot corner, so does that mean that we're moving DeJean to the starting corner, the outside?
It's certainly on the table.
Well, and my thing is this, because we saw DeJean eat in that slot.
Very good out there. Yep.
Big physical guy, mm-hmm. and we saw what he brought to the table, especially when you talk about the Derrick Henry tackle or whatever. Makuba's a little bit smaller. So my thing is, you're going to get him on the field. It seems like he's going to be on the field. But at what cost, though? Like, I can't – like, right now, with his size, I would say that he's probably better suited for the outside. Or is it going to be something where you make these DBs interchangeable in a sense? Like, you get the best matchups because you have different individuals that have the skill set where they can play anywhere, but you can match them up according to the personnel that the other team has.
Well, that's ideal. I mean, if you could pull it off.
Yeah, because it's like – I was like, because he's a little small to just keep him in the slot, and then you have a thing where you could just take the matchup and make it to your advantage by putting the tight end in there,
right?
With his size, because he's like, what, 5'11"? He's not that big.
Makuba is about 186 pounds.
Yeah,
but he's smaller.
He's a hitter.
Yeah.
So I think that what in essence they're trying to do is, now we can match man for man. You know what I mean? You can still play your defense, but we got smart enough guys back there. That, okay, you go with this guy, you go with this guy. We can play man concepts, zone concepts, whatever. But we like the matchups at the line where we could take you and put you here or there. So I don't know. It's an interesting thought. It's an interesting thought process.
Yeah, and it is an interesting draft class. I mean, we had Elliot on yesterday, and he said if you showed the Eagles before the draft what this class was, they might have been surprised this is who they took. They're not upset at it, but maybe it wasn't what they expected, and the board kind of played out that way. So, look, I like the players they took. I think Jahad Campbell could be a star as he develops. He certainly has the body type and skill set and background to be a star player. But he's coming off surgeries, and everyone's not even sure when he's going to get on the field this summer. So I got to temper my expectation for when he's going to be able to play. And then do they throw everything at him, or is it just you learn inside linebacker this year, and then we'll kind of throw other stuff at you the way they did Cooper as just a slot, and then maybe they can move him around? I don't know. And then Makuba, like you said, a little undersized. We'll see what he becomes. I agree with you. Ty Robinson might have the easiest path to get on the field quickly because they just have lack of depth at defensive line. Mm-hmm. I think he could play quickly, but... I'm not expecting a huge immediate impact out of this class. It's like, you go back some years, it's a good class, but it takes them a year. Like 2022, Jordan Davis barely played.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Jurgens didn't play. N'Kobe Dean didn't play. Like, that class is good now, right? Cam Jurgens just got a lot of money. They just picked up the option on Davis. N'Kobe had a big year this year. So sometimes draft classes could be good, but it's not immediate. I think last year was an anomaly. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting an immediate impact out of this draft class? I think before the draft, we were expecting that idea because they lost so much at free agency. But now that I see who it is, I don't know. I mean, I like the Campbell pick, but I'm not sure the immediate is the word. Kyle, are you expecting an immediate impact from this class?
I think I'd be asking a lot to expect immediate impact. Like, the Eagles kind of got lucky last season with how ready Quinyon and Cooper DeJean were.
Yeah.
That's not a normal thing in the NFL. Even Jalen Carter took a couple years. Like, usually it takes guys a few years. And plus, like, we saw the entire defense not really start off too hot with Vic Fangio's system. Like, Fangio has a bit of a, I think, what's known to be a complicated system, especially for rookie guys. And, like, the other thing we have to factor in here is the Eagles prioritize versatility with these two guys. It's not just them learning one position, like seek and destroy or something from one spot. Like, if you're getting these guys comfortable doing multiple things on this defense, that's going to take a little bit, too. So, while I don't necessarily think it's a terrible thing that they're not going to be ready right away, I just don't think it'd be fair for me to go into this season and expect that kind of impact right away from these guys.
I agree. I think it's a lot to expect. Now, look, Hugh, if Campbell can get on the field quickly in training camp and we're there doing a show at training camp and he's out there, I might change my mind. Then it'd be like, oh, wow, like he's ready. But I just, every time people talk about his medicals, even Howie, no one seems to have a, hey, we expect him July 15th, he'll be clear. It's very vague on what's going on there.
Yeah, I think they're trying to protect the player. But as far as what we're talking about and rookies playing, like every year there's at least 50 rookies in the NFL that start week one.
Yeah, totally.
There's at least 50. So you have to understand is that when you draft nowadays, and especially with our team, you have to know that some of these guys got to contribute right away. It's on Vic, and that especially on the defensive side of the ball, because that's who we took, that's who we have. It's going to be on Vic and his coaching staff to make sure that they get these young men up to speed as quickly as possible and learn their skill sets as quickly as possible, because we're in a position, in a situation where they have to play.
Yeah.
So I expect them to contribute early in this season.
Well, I hope they do. I don't expect it, but I hope it. 215-592-9494. If you could chime in on that as well, do you expect immediate impact out of this rookie class? Last year was an enormous just immediate impact. I'm not expecting that kind of thing again. Where do you come down now that the dust has settled on this class with Campbell and Makuba and Ty Robinson there, the defensive tackle out of Nebraska, and then all the late round picks? 215-592-9494. If you get on this and Should the Phillies put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen? Or more aptly, if he's not into the idea, should they force him to go to the bullpen? He's going to start on Sunday, which is fine, but I want to see him in the bullpen. I'd leave Taijuan Walker in the rotation for now. Where do you come down on this? Plus, on the other side, the Phillies, they're getting a little hotter offensively. At least one of them is, in a big way. We'll talk about that and what Topper said about it next. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make a smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
He looks back at second base, and the 0-1. Stott swings, lines it to left center. That'll fall for a base hit. JT coming around third. He'll come home and score. Throw goes to second. It's an RBI single for Bryson Stott. And it's now a 4-1 Phillies lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Good night for Bryson. Good night with the Phillies. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. How about Bryson Stott? He has played well this season. Hugh, we had Stott on the show when we were in spring training, and he kind of detailed to us what it was like last year with that, I don't even want to call it an elbow forearm injury, but he kind of hyperextended it.
He was struggling the whole time.
It almost felt, when he described it to us, like it wasn't in his head, but it was the way he swung, and he didn't have a good year last year. And Hugh, I've always liked him, and I thought last year was out of character because it just...
It didn't feel right.
And even if you don't think he's a superstar, I don't think he's that, but he's a good player. He was way below that last year. And I was like, all right, well, that kind of gave me hope when we talked to him that he was going to bounce back in a big way this year. Here he has. Now, part of this has been that move to the leadoff spot, which he does against righties. But overall, I just think he's having a really, really nice season, Hugh. And it's, as much as I prefer Schwarber in the leadoff spot compared to the cleanup spot, it has worked pretty well for them in terms of Stott's doing the job in that leadoff spot. And then if they could get runners on base for Schwarber, boom, you got the Sherbert home run last night. What do you think about Stott right now?
I like it. He's hitting .297 right now, Joe, and it looks like he's getting comfortable. He's bouncing back from the year that he had last year. And, you know, he has a little bit of speed up at the top of that order.
The other thing, they had a stat during the game last night, lowest chase rate, which is we know the Phillies have struggled in the past with that. Mm-hmm. Now, he's always been one that's not been an issue for him. He seems to have a good sense of the strike zone, but he's got one of the lowest chase rates in all of baseball. So he's setting the table. He's getting on base. He obviously will take a lot of pitches and kind of let the guys behind him see a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
It's good so far, but here's the question. So Stott is the leadoff hitter against righties, not against lefties, though, right? That's the difference here. And sometimes he doesn't even play against lefties. Let's hear Topper. Is it maybe time to give Stott more of an opportunity to just play and maybe be the leadoff hitter no matter what?
Bryson Stott looked real good in the leadoff spot again. Is there a chance he's going to get more opportunities against left-handed pitching in that role?
I think so, but I still want to keep Sosa going, you know, and Wilson and those bench guys. But he's swinging the bat great, and he's getting on base.
I mean, his OBP is 374. That is outstanding on base from anyone, but anywhere in the lineup. So here's the question. At some point, if he keeps hitting, do they just play him every day and even against lefties? Because here, there's a thought of he's earned that, right? Just play him. But also at the same time, that's how Sosa gets to play, right? Sosa usually plays against lefties.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's doing so well because you're not exposing Stott to lefties. I'm okay with Topper doing it this way. Batting him lead off against righties, but not playing him against lefties. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it seems like it's a formula that's going well for him right now. So I don't want to change it. I wouldn't want to change it right now. So I'm kind of with you on that.
But if he keeps hitting, you know people are going to want him to line up every day.
Yeah, you're going to want what you want, but yeah. They got to keep winning. If you keep winning, then I don't think it's no need to change what you've been doing.
Well, there is a way. There is another way to get Sosa in the lineup. Like if Stott earns playing time no matter what, like if Stott just becomes a total everyday player, the playing time situation moves towards Alec Bohm again. I know Bohm's been better the last 2 weeks, obviously, than he was that first 2 weeks, but last night, Bohm sat, and that's where Sosa played. I mean, that doesn't have to be Sosa only plays for Stott. Sosa could play for Bohm, too, if Stott's taking a leap there. 215-592-9494. Your thought on Stott, should he just play every single day now, not just against righties? I'm okay with that, but if you're going to sit him, if you're going to play him, and you want to get Sosa in there, you could sit Bohm some days the way they did last night. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines on all this, between Rangers, should they force him into the bullpen, and of course this Eagles draft class, are you expecting immediate impact? Hugh, we got to give a shout-out to MacMart.
Yes.
In Ardmore, they brought us some, as you could guess, mac and cheese
mac
today.
Mac and cheese, yeah. I had some in my beard at the beginning. I don't know if, you know, and Max had me on camera. I had macaroni and cheese in my beard.
That shows you like it a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's not a good look. Yeah.
I mean, not
they're
going
to be all over you.
Yeah,
they
about to kill me for that. But it's cool. I got me a little hat. What it says? Send nudes.
Send nudes. Yeah.
Send nudes. Yeah. Well, nude is supposed to say noodles.
Yeah. We're going to cut the audio anyway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We got the hats. They brought us back. I'm having the roasted red pesto. Would you have?
I got two things. I got the buffalo chicken bowl, and I think I got some chicken fingers.
And what'd you get, Kyle? You're the barbecue bacon bowl?
Barbecue bacon.
Right,
dude.
Up Hugh's alley there. Mm-hmm. They have so many different flavors. This is really, really good. I mean, sometimes, I think we've said this before on the show, mac and cheese, anyone can make it, but not anyone can make it good. This is really good stuff. MacMart out in Ardmore. Check them out. Really.
I'm crushing this thing.
Yeah, mine's going to be, I mean, I'm sorry for eating on YouTube, but this one's going to be gone mid-segment. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this. And really, today, if you just hopped in, we were talking about the Ranger Suarez situation because he's back, he's healthy, he's going to be activated Sunday to start against the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is fine, and really it's good. I mean, it's a good news that Ranger's back and ready to go, and he's healthy, but I'd put him in the bullpen. This starting rotation has been more than fine. The bullpen, in spite of last night's good results, has a 5 ERA, 5.03 this season. They need help in the bullpen. Ranger's done it before. I would ask, then tell, and then I would force him into the bullpen. Hugh Douglas over here, working for Boris Corp, doesn't want to do it. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not going to happen, man. You can't force that man to go into the bullpen. Not in the contract year. I don't see that happening. Can't do it.
Well, what's he going to do?
He's gonna tell you no, or his agent's going to tell you no.
And then he's going to be screwed.
Yeah, he's going to get $0. I went to school at Lehigh Valley. It's a fine area, but I'd rather be in Philadelphia. If he refuses to pitch, it's a fine area. I'd rather be in Philadelphia for the summer. I mean, if he refuses to pitch,
he's going to stand on business.
The Iron Pigs could use an arm. I mean, it's simple as that. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here on all this. Should the Phillies... Again, force is the word that I'm forced to use because Hugh won't put his foot down with Rangers Suarez. Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, not much.
Good morning.
Hey, first things first, what do you guys think about that Rudy Gobert's 27-24 to knock the Lakers out last night?
Well, my favorite part, Chris, was watching J.J. Redick both pre- and post-game basically cry and pout. There's very few people in sports less likable than J.J. Redick. Did you see that stuff after the game?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, he is a joke. Yeah,
I'm not a J.J. Redick guy, even though he used to play for it.
Yeah.
But after he played for us since then, nah, I'm not a fan. And how about LeBron pondering his future now? I love that.
Well, he also said when they were asking him about the roster, he basically
didn't speak on it.
Yeah, he said if I say the wrong thing, I'll be out of here the way Anthony Davis was, as if he's not part of every decision they made. Yeah, I enjoyed.
I thought that was a little disingenuous.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching the Lakers go out last night.
Yes, sir. And it makes me miss professional basketball, watching some of these playoff games for sure, right?
Well, you know what, Chris? I've watched a decent amount of this first round, and this is always that time of year we're all paying attention to the Sixers, like, and they're driving us crazy, and we're into the games. I'm with you. I've missed it the past couple weeks. Like, some of these series have been really good, and Chris, we're so, unfortunately, so far away from the teams that are playing right now. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, terrible. Agreed. Hey, Scott, I love Scott, the leadoff spot. He's aggressive. I like everything about him. He gets steal bases. You got to play him against some of these left-handers. Maybe not all of them, but ease him in and then sprinkle in Sosa. But Scott's got to stay in a leadoff spot. I think it's working, and Schwarber's already proven he can hit anywhere. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, the two home runs last couple of days have been huge. And I think it is time for Stott to get more run against lefties. Like, just get it. And I like the way you said it. It doesn't have to be every one. If there's a nasty lefty, that could be a day off. But, boy, 374 on base percentages, that's tough to keep out of the lineup. Chris, what are you thinking on Ranger? You ready to put him in the bullpen?
Yes, I am. I do understand Hugh's point, Hugh. I understand your point coming from the other side and just what you usually come up with in that aspect and show us and try to talk to all of us, including Kyle and Joe, about the other.
Said, including Kyle.
Yeah. Well, we're not listening. I mean, he might say things, Chris, that are smart, but no one's listening if we don't like it.
Yeah, we don't care.
You got to love it. You got to love it, man.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, that's true to a degree, but I do like the view hearing it. But listen, I agree with it. Ranger's been a key piece. And he's been willing before to go in a bullpen. The tricky part is the contract year and Boris, but I'm down with it. And Joe, like you said, sports has changed, man. These guys aren't about – the Dodgers are about winning championships, as they've shown with what they've done and what the players do and what the owners do. The Phillies, you got to question that to a degree of some of these guys and what they're willing to do and not do, and are they all in it for the same thing. But I like Ranger in there. And the other tricky part is that rotation. I don't see him going sixth man. There's no way. Wheeler doesn't like it. Noah doesn't like it. I don't see him going to that. But we got to remember this, too. Injuries are a factor down the line. You know, we got seven guys, like you're saying, with Painter and Ranger coming back. But you know and I know injuries happen all the time, and especially in pitching, and especially with their history. But for right now, yeah, get him in the bullpen. I like it, and Taiwan's better in the starting rotation.
Chris,
guys, have a great day.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Too.
Good phone call. Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, as we were going through the different options for the Phillies and what they might be thinking, that is clearly in the back of their minds, I would think, that this problem that we're talking about, right, having too many starting pitchers, it might just take care of itself, right? Unfortunately, that's pitching. Pitchers get hurt all the time. And by the time Painter's ready and if we get to July and they're all healthy, well, then you got to make decisions. But I just look at it like this. The bullpen, I don't think, is magically going to fix itself. They pitched better last night, but they have been one of baseball's worst bullpens this year. Ranger Suarez is good at this. Name on the front, not the name on the back. I got Mr. Scott Boras over here worried about what Ranger Suarez is going to say. How do you think the conversation would go? Let's play it out for a second.
Okay.
All right, Ranger. And I'll try to use less bass in my voice. I'll be more topper.
Okay,
Dr. Carp.
Yeah, enough of Dr.
You
Carp. Please don't take his call today. I'm tired of Dr. Carp. All right, but Ranger,
I'm Ranger. Am I Ranger?
Well, you sure you want to be Ranger?
Okay.
All right. Who's Kyle going to be? Scott Boras?
You could be. Well, no. Scott, no.
You want to be Scott Boras?
I mean, I'll be Scott.
Ranger.
You be Ranger.
All right.
Well, see,
I'll be Topper.
This ain't going to go well.
Hold on. Let's play it out. What's the worst that happens? All right, Ranger, I'll be topper.
Hey, Ranger, how are you?
Love you, buddy. We
love you too.
We need you to go to the bullpen here. Taiwan's going to stay in the rotation, and we're going to pitch you out of the bullpen. We'll take care of you. I'm not going to warm you up on days you're not going to pitch, but I, for right now, we need you in the bullpen.
Okay, I'm down. Name on the front, not the name on the back. Now, Scott, get lost.
Hold up, Scott, get lost.
What a great teammate.
Are you serious? That's a Philly.
That's a Philly right there. That's a Philly.
You picked like. I was in a no-win situation, whether I was Scott or Ranger.
That's a Philly.
It didn't matter.
Raising the organization, a true Philly.
Look at him.
He's a Philly. Just like Ranger.
He knows how it works, but he refuses to believe it. That's ridiculous.
Well, he believes that Ranger's a team guy.
It's not about being a team guy.
It should be.
Sure it is.
Ranger's trying to get paid.
All right, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
That's all right.
All right, I'll take the phone call. I'll be Dombrowski. Go ahead. Scott, call me up.
Hey, Dave.
I'm okay with
Ranger going to the bullpen, but we got to talk about this contract. So I'm assuming since we're putting him in the bullpen that we're going to get a contract done. And when we do that, I would assume we're going to negotiate starter money because you know he's not a bullpen guy.
Well, he has been a bullpen guy, Scott. You know that. He was really good at it in 2021.
Yeah, but he was a starter last year.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He wasn't ready to pitch this season. So yeah, I mean,
I hear what you're saying, but. We are looking at this negotiation as a starter, and I need my client to get starter money.
Well, you know, at some point he could go back to the rotation. Right now we need him in the bullpen, and that's where we're going to pitch him. We'll take care of him. We're not going to pitch him on back-to-back days at the beginning. We'll take care of him.
But that's not the kind of caring of him I need you to
keep
do.
Keep him healthy.
I need him to be financially taken care of.
Well, that offseason we'll talk. He'll be a free agent. We could talk after the season.
Okay, we could talk after the season, but – I have to understand, and you have to give me guarantees that when we talk about him, that this bullpen stint is not going to affect these negotiations.
Well, you know, we'll see what the market dictates the negotiations. You know, we'll talk after
but
the
as
season.
But as long as we're negotiating as a starter, are you going to give me your word when we negotiate these contracts that we're going to negotiate this as a starter?
Well, we got to see how we are after the season. We got Painter coming. We can still have Taiwan under contract.
That does not make me feel good. So what I'm going to do, I understand that you're in a bind. I get that, and I respect that. But I have to do what's best for my client. And I'm going to advise Ranger not to go to the bullpen. I'm sorry. I understand that, you know, you're in a little bit of a bind. But, hey, he hired me to maximize his dollars. He hired me at this time in his life because we both know that this might be his last big contract.
Well, Scott, listen, I appreciate what you're saying, and we're going to take care of your client. We're not going to pitch him on back to back days at the start, but I need him. We need him in the bullpen, right? Scott, listen, appreciate the call, and we'll take care of Ranger. But right now, we have five starters.
But before I get off this call, I'm going to let you know Ranger's not pitching in the bullpen. So you have a nice day.
Kiss my ass, Scott.
What is he going to do about it?
He's an agent.
He's not part of the team.
I guarantee you.
Is Scott Boras on the Phillies payroll? No.
No, but
he kind of is in a sense.
He's got a lot of clients on the payroll.
Right now you're wearing a MacMart hat, right?
Yes.
It says send nudes, N-O-O-D-S, just for everyone out there. Noodles.
Yeah, like, it said noodles.
I mean, you are wearing a hat that says send nudes.
Yeah, because they gave us a hat. You know, I'm down. I like free stuff.
I got one, yeah.
Yeah, I like free stuff.
Yeah, it's a MacMart hat, the mac and cheese place we're having today. But here, the bottom line is, eventually you're going to be wearing a Boris Korp hat. I don't know if that hat's going to arrive tomorrow or the next day. We know what's going on here. 215-592-9490. He's on the Phillies. This happens every day in baseball.
He's trying to get paid, Joe. He's trying to get paid.
Then maybe he should stay healthy.
This dog would hunt in any other season but this one.
What?
Because it's the contract year.
Well, maybe if he had stayed healthy the last few years, he'd already have an extension.
Who was it? Was it Khalil Mack? When there was some discrepancies of what actually he was, a pass rusher or a linebacker.
Oh, with the franchise tag stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But Ranger's good. He's not Khalil Mack.
No, but what I'm trying to say is this. He wanted to be designated a pass rusher because that's – like linebackers don't make that much money.
Sure. I understand your point. The designation.
So, yeah, it's a huge difference, man. Miles Garrett is another good example. He talked all that trash about winning and getting out of Cleveland. Until they showed him the money. Then he got quiet.
Yeah,
he said, I'm going to go ahead and suck it up.
Are you saying we should be like the Browns? I'm trying to win championships.
I'm just trying to tell you as much as player. Like the unfortunate thing about athletics is this. There's money that's involved, a lot of money. And, you know, you people love it when their athletes sit there and tell them how much they love being in the city and all this other good stuff. Mm. But at the end of the day, who's going to give me the most money? for my services.
I get it.
Because he's an independent contractor. And now you're asking him, with his independent contract deal, that he's up, his deal is up, right? You're asking him to do something different that in turn could hinder his next contract.
I understand you. And
no, I know you do.
But here's what I can't handle, and it's not just you if this plays out. I can't handle the Ranger pity party. If he had pitched better or stayed healthier the last few years, he'd already have a contract. They gave Christopher Sanchez one.
Yeah.
The Phillies will pay you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, the Phillies will pay. We know this. They have a very high payroll. If Ranger Suarez had been better or more durable, he might already have a contract. He doesn't. I don't feel bad.
And then you know what? My last feather in my cap that I'm going to play.
What is that?
When you ask me to go to the bullpen, I'll be like, yeah, as soon as you make Trey Turner move him off of shortstop because he's been horrible.
Ranger, you're an employee.
Yeah. Not a terrible negotiation.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
He's been horrible. No,
you're going to throw a teammate under the bus?
They've been throwing teammates under the bus. This is a disastrous negotiation by you. Oh, excuse me.
You're going to get crushed.
Did they not throw Taiwan under the bus?
Who did? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Who they threw? Somebody got threw under the bus this year when they said they were happy. No, when Sosa was out there, who was it? Somebody was happy.
Wheeler just said he was his favorite player.
He was just giving praise to Sosa.
You're saying Ranger should say that's what it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because
Wheeler has eyes and he knows Bohm sticks.
I had the story wrong. He threw Bohm under the bus.
Good.
My bad.
Well, you know what?
Oh, I really like
you
when Sosa's out
I
there.
I want Wheeler in charge of this.
Because Bohm stinks.
Because Wheeler's
a team guy.
Wheeler gets it.
Yes. You know why Wheeler's a team guy? Because he's willing to take an extra day of rest to run a six-man rotation.
He's been pretty openly against that.
Okay, until they talk to him about it.
Wheeler's much more important to the success of the team.
Totally.
But here's the thing. You really sit here and think for 2 seconds.
Yes.
That...
Absolutely. Marty and Manny. Hey, Marty. Marty.
Yo.
What's up, Marty?
How you doing? Hugh, I'm down with you, brother.
What's going on, man? Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ranger's not going to the bullpen.
Why?
Ranger earned his way back. He was starting off last spring on a Cy Young trajectory.
But I'm confused at this earned starting pitcher. What is this earned? He's a pitcher.
With the jinx on Ranger Suarez.
I just don't understand this earned thing. He's a pitcher. He plays for the Phillies.
He earned his way back. We're 30 games into the season.
So, Marty, let me ask you.
He's on a rehab assignment.
Okay,
and he's throwing the lights out.
Wonderful. I get it. Here's my question. You'd rather give him a spot because he's earned it rather than make the team better? That's what matters?
What he's got until we wait and see if Taiwan Walker falls apart again.
Marty, who do you think would be a better
pitching
more likely?
Thank goodness.
Marty, what do you think is more important? I'll just ask you a question. What do you think is more important for the next 2 months? Five innings.
Winning.
Hold on.
Oh, then I want to ask
eating
you.
Let's go through this.
Let me ask you a question. What leads to more winning? You tell me. 5 innings once a week from the fifth starter, whoever that is. Or maybe 3 times a week in a close game coming out of the bullpen in the 7th inning. What's more important to winning?
They need help. They need help like crazy in the bullpen right now.
Well, that's the point.
But they also need to eat innings from the starters. They need to eat major innings.
Taiwan does.
Taiwan will pitch 5 innings. There's your innings.
Ranger's probably going to be limited coming back.
He's doing great. Thank goodness. But he's coming back from injury, too. He's on a contract year.
Who is?
Are you living in reality?
Taiwan?
What are you talking about?
Taiwan's not on a contract
every
here.
Reality.
Taiwan's
every
not, on a,
a
Taiwan's not on a contract here. No, it's not. They're guaranteed money.
Every year is a contract year.
No, but
Ranger is throwing lights out. You get him a start and see what happens. This is not MLB.
Ranger's throwing lights out in the minors. What are you talking about?
This is Major League Baseball Club.
Oh my
God. Well, it sounds like the players run the team. Like, what's more important, the team or the individual?
No, Topper runs the players.
No, I don't know about that.
What?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, I think Dabrowski actually does. And Marty, we appreciate the phone call.
Get your head out of your ass.
It's remarkable. What are you doing to the people?
What do you mean?
You're putting these ideas in their head.
I am giving people information that they need. I'm giving them the truth of how these things work.
You're sitting here wearing a Send Nudes hat trying to tell me to take you seriously.
No one can take you seriously.
I am serious. And Max, Stop putting me on camera when I'm eating macaroni and cheese, man.
Man, Max can't help it.
Hold on a second. That's not what
I'm automated.
You blame Max.
That's Max's fault.
Don't blame Max.
Max has set me up for failure.
See, this is not a team guy.
No,
he's totally throwing Max under the bus.
Team guy, Douglas.
Because I didn't have, like, I'm trying to eat this mac and cheese. And Max is putting the camera on me while I'm trying to take a bite.
It's not Max's fault. It's automated.
Blaming it on Max.
Leave Max alone, dude.
No, I'm not. Max, do not put me on camera when I'm eating mac and cheese.
And here he is. Pass the buck. Douglas
over here. He gave me the thumbs up, so he knows. He knows.
Well, there is a way to get off the camera. You know what it
What's
is?
That?
Turn your microphone off.
No, I mean, because I was trying to eat this mac. Like, this mac and cheese is pretty good, though.
It's very good.
And, you know, it's like, you got to eat mac and cheese warm.
Yeah, you do.
Because if it gets cold, man, it don't hit
the
same.
Well, we can heat it up on our next time out.
Yeah, but if we heat it up, it's not the same because you got to keep heating it up.
Well, what are we supposed to do? They gave it to us right before this segment.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could just eat on camera.
Well,
if Max could stop putting me on camera while I'm eating.
We could. We could just let the callers talk and we don't respond. It's their show.
We can't do that.
Well, we could. I mean,
that last guy, we could not have.
What's the worst that happened?
Too much.
Can't be that bad.
You know what I've noticed about both of you? You when it's something that you don't want to hear, y'all just don't want to hear.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, just like that. Thank you.
Point headphones. I've been lying about my headphones not working the last couple of days. They work fine. I just don't want to hear this.
I want to win, too, guys.
No, but you don't.
I do.
No, I don't buy it.
I want to win, too.
No, well,
but
we'll
there
find
are
out.
Certain protocols that you
protocols?
Have to follow.
Protocols?
Yes.
You make it sound like I'm asking him to go do something, like
know
to go in the
asking.
Mines.
You know
he's a pitcher. I mean, like, I'm not asking him to do anything besides what he's done his whole life.
You're asking him to take a pay cut.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, you're interpreting it that.
It's the truth.
But you're also assuming he pitches lights out. What if he gets rocked as a starter? He's not getting paid much.
Well, that's true. Because he's going. No, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But in his mind, he's thinking. I can tell you what he's thinking. I am trying to go out here. I have missed 30 games. I need to come out here. And I need to pitch lights out.
Yeah, I know. You know what? He also hasn't been good since last June. I mean,
and
like,
he got the frosted tips too. He frosted the tips.
No, you have to admit this. Frosted tips. That's a relief pitcher look.
It is.
That's a reliever look.
Man, listen. I know he's younger than me, and I know I skew a more seasoned demographic.
As you have mac and cheese in your beard. Yeah.
Oh, I got mac and cheese.
No,
in my beard.
No, no, you
what
did.
What kind of grown ass man go out and say, "Hey, go to the salon. Say, hey, I want you to frost my tips."
That used to be more of a thing in the late 90s. I didn't know it's back, but I
want you to frost.
I don't know what's going on in the hair community
what
right
you
now.
What you want to do with your hair? I want you to frost my tips.
Are frosted tips back? Is that? Did we
I don't
find
know.
That?
I don't have hair.
Neither do I.
I mean, well, not on my head.
You and I don't know what's going on in the hair community.
Kyle? Are frosted tips coming back? What Kyle's
Well, I think the camera this morning considered getting them himself.
Wait a minute. Max has
That's
hair.
A team player right there.
Max has
thumbs up. Frosted tips.
Are frosted tips back? We'll put a poll up.
Max, he don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure he knows what's going on. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up here. Should the Phillies force Ranger to the bullpen? And what are your expectations in terms of this season for this Eagles draft class? Who thinks we could see immediate impact similar to last year? I don't see it like that. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Midday show, which, of course, this hour brought to you by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco on Sports Radio 94 WIP.